Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
We start, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for once again giving us the opportunity to speak your word, to let your spirit move through us. We ask that you just be able to touch as I speak, Lord. Give me what to say and how to say it. Touch every person that's here and touch every person that's not here. As we are kind of going through this this phase, Lord, that you, through this quarantine, Lord, we ask that you heal. We ask that you give clarity. We ask that you give strength. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, so you got me doing the camera work. Okay, I haven't did any acting in, I guess, about since February, basically. I haven't done anything, but Marquise is going to give me guidance. Make sure I'm not out of frame because I like to wander left and right. But I'm going to stay. I'm going to try to stay planted. It's been a minute since I've been back. It's been almost a month. What is it? A month and a half? It's been about a month and a half. March. Marquise had texted me about what to say. I really didn't have much planned, but as I was playing, God just gave me just tell what was been going on since this quarantine. A lot of things God has been doing, and just with the believer, I feel like the quarantine has put the world on timeout. You know, sometimes you need that. So I'm just gonna kind of speak, and what the Lord leads me to say. One of the things is, I guess I'll lead off with one of the scriptures that just keeps coming into my mind. The first thing that comes to mind is the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus talks about don't worry. He talks about a lot of things. Main thing was a lot of things foundationally have been revamped. And it's given me a lot of time to reflect. And I'm pretty much believing much of you guys have been able to do that as well. You've been having to slow down. In the Bible, of course, it says in Matthew 6:33, we all remember this foundational scripture of seek first the kingdom and all his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. And then it's also another scripture in the Sermon on the Mount when he talks about, yes, he says, do not worry about what you have. Or do not worry about tomorrow. And the last time I spoke, I don't think I shared this, but you may have known when I was doing a shoot and I had called Marquise about it. I had to go to the hospital at one of my shoots, and because I had passed out, not so much passed out. I had started getting dizziness and vertigo. And I started getting dizzy to the point I couldn't move. I was just like, it was like being punched drunk. And every time I lift up my head, it was like the world was spinning and I'd end up vomiting. And next thing they had to get the ambulance and I had to go to the hospital. And next thing I know, I'm getting carried out. And it's just, it was one of those things that's been, God has been pressing on my heart towards the end of last year about who's in control. And a lot of things have been occurring since that time, since October to now, a lot of things have been kind of highlighted and God has been pressing on me and highlighting the things that I have no control over. And when that situation happened, it showed me that I am not in control. It was for the first time I've never been sick at a shoot or anything like that. And I was like, I had the mindset of this year, you know, this thing is going to go right. This thing is going to go well. I'm starting to get a shoot. I usually don't get a shoot in February. I was happy. I was like, we're starting on a good foot. I'm like, yeah, the ball's rolling. Immediately I get sick. And I couldn't do the shoot. It was going to be a couple day shoot. It was going to pay reasonably well. And I felt like it was the start of something. Well. But then God stopped things. Not to mention a lot of things started happening. We started seeing a lot of tragedies started to happen. And then this happened. He just basically was telling the world in so much revelation that no matter how much security you think you have, there's no other security but the will of God. Mm-hmm. You know? And so immediately, you know, when the situation happened, and I'm pretty sure many of you saw it, a lot of things were highlighted. You know, you were reading Psalms 91, you know, a lot of the Psalms, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is this, because just maybe the revelation for a lot of us was that we started trying to move in our flesh. We started to try to move and started to think that maybe in our own power we can walk this thing out. Maybe in our own power we think that we can live this life in our own strength and our own power. So God puts everything on shutdown. Jobs are going down and things are starting to look kind of dim. So God started leading me to different places. He started slowing me down and started reflecting on a lot of things that I needed to work on. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things. One thing he highlighted was gentleness. Because there was a lot of things that were dormant, you know. And not that you're not delivered from anything such thing. And I was thinking about the last message we had, and Mom was speaking about it. She was talking about, you know, a lot of things that were happening. She was talking about anger and how she was surprised, you know, sometimes the anger. She was like, why is God highlighting anger and stuff? And the biggest revelation God's been giving me is, for some of us, we're getting set to a new level. And we think that because maybe we've been walking this walk for a certain amount of time, we think certain things we don't have issues with, which we don't. But where we're going in our level and on our walk, it requires more than what was in the past years, in the past seasons. So you can have patience, but maybe your patience level is maybe level 5. But where you're going needs level 10 patience. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're a believer and you're thinking, what's the difference between belief and trust? And you think if you don't trust God, then you're not a believer. No, it's what it is that belief. You can have a faith in God that he died for you and be justified, but trust has to do with your maturity level. Now, everybody has a maturity level and trust of leaning back. Some things I need to let go of, and maybe I've let go of things at a certain level, but where I've been praying to God for requires my letting go to be at a much higher level. It requires my love and my gentleness to be at a much higher level. It requires my kindness to be at a much deeper level than it was in the years before. And so you start being tried in this area, because just like gold, it gets tried in this fire. And many of us, even now, while we're going through this quarantine, where our patience was being tried, we were having to do something that we're not used to doing, and it's called adjusting. See, a lot of human nature likes to just go with the motions, and it likes to just go with the flow. And you usually assume how the day is going to go routinely. You think, okay, today's just go to work, come back, and not going, you know, like that. But now you're understanding that the Spirit of God doesn't move like that. It says that he's like a river flowing through you. A river is a constant thing, but yet it adjusts to where the landscape is built on. So if it has a rock that splits, a rock that sits in the middle of the river, it'll split because it's that versatile. And maybe, and may I just submit to you that God is teaching us how to be versatile, yeah. Flexible, not stiff. See, there was a things that have been highlighted lately. I've been listening to a lot of sermons, and two of the sermons have been the children of Israel coming out into the wilderness, going into the wilderness, into the promised land, and Joseph. Two situations where God has given them freedom and revelation, but it doesn't go the way they planned it to go. And in the process, the mindset is being molded and changed. And the secondly was also gave me time to write, so I've been working on this screenplay about David, which took me about 7 years to start writing it, but I started writing it finally about a year ago. But those three things have been kind of highlighting the unpredictable, being prepared for the unpredictable. And the children of Israel, even though they were saved, they were delivered from Pharaoh. One pastor said, he said, even though they were out of Egypt, Egypt wasn't out of them. And in order for them to receive what God had for them, it wasn't so much circumstances, it was just mindset. And something has been kind of, he's been getting on me about, laying on my heart about not having a slave mentality. You know, there's a lot of times I've been having to learn patience because I've been seeing that a lot through people, and I never knew how to deal with it. See, sometimes revelation can make you frustrated because it's easy for, it's one thing to see it in his word, but it's a difference when you see it real time. it's real different when you see it real time, and you're like, man, really? You don't see what's happening? And you're telling people the truth, but yet they're talking to you like the sky is falling. They're treating you like the little chicken that thinks the sky is falling and everybody's thinking you're crazy. And you're like, how do you deal with that at a mature level? And he's like, all the things that you're preparing, he was saying, is preparing me for what I've asked for. And we've asked for. And he's like, you got new fire, new patience, new gentleness. And he had to highlight, he had to slow everybody down to get them back to what is important. So a lot of us haven't been talking. Like I get everybody's group texts. But I've been listening, and I'm like, man, these are amazing. Like, but one thing, my phone doesn't, I don't have a good phone. And literally would not let me send messages out. I'm like, what is wrong with my phone? And I'm ready to, like, throw it across the room. And I'm like, dang, it's just these little things that are just annoying me right now. And there was a period during this whole quarantine that it was just, like, these little knacks. And it's just like, man. And even now, like, my daughter's, she's at my house right now. She's, you know, and all of a sudden she's doing little stuff that's just setting me off. And I'm just like, if you don't stop. And even yesterday, he's like, you know, gentleness. And you're like, oh, yeah. And see, for the believer,
for many of you that are believers that are maybe watching this, you're like, oh, yeah, I know gentleness. Yeah, of course. Yeah, love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is this. And, you know, then you may know it verbatim, but now it's emphasized in your convictions, where it's like the gentleness that you had in yesteryears, it'll die out in the what you're trying to ask God for, because it's reached its capacity and it needs no more room for it to mold. It was like kindness, you know, and I have to admit that, you know, my patience was running thin, and maybe you guys' patience was running thin as well, you know. And so whatever those little knickknacks things are, those are things that are making you aware of the fact that as much as saved as you may think you are or think we are, there's still much work to be done in us, you know. So, you know, we were able to, like, there's a lot of bright things that happened. You know, we were able to do a lot of the group. Marquise was sending out a lot of the devotionals about the favor of God, and we were reading through those. And then they had this long 6-week one, and I was like, man, really? Can you do a 3-day one? And then I was like, a 3-day one. And then they had another one. I'm like, really? We haven't finished the last one. And I'm like, really? There's, you know. But I was like, I'm going to commit, you know? And I was like, I'm not going to sit, you know? And I'd have my moments, you know, because I don't want to let my streak in. You guys, if you guys got the little YouVersion Bible app, you guys get like 11:45, and I'm like, oh, no. If I do it, they're going to send it right back to one. You know, if you ever see it, the little streak, you having like a night, I got like a good streak going. And it's demoralizing when you see it go to one, backed again. So I was like, no, I can't have that happen. You know, I was like, no, I got to get, it was like 11:59. I was like, let me open it before it goes. And then, of course, my phone is a mess, so it takes super long. And I'm like, man, if you don't hurry up, it's gonna be 12 o'clock, and then I have to start all over. These little things that just start, you know, knocking at you, you know? And so the refining moments is what's happening, if I could call it anything, this message. Is what you're having is a refining moment or moments in these last months or so. And you're having to confront the things that you didn't want to confront because you got busy. You had to confront your family life. You're having to confront where you're at in your calling. You're having to confront your job. You're having to confront those little things that when you're moving around, you don't pay attention to. And especially if you've been around, if you've been walking with God for a while, you start finding out the subtle things start rising up a lot faster. Those little subtleties that you didn't deal with maybe in the years before. You know. I had to get to a realization. I was, because my daughter's been at my house a lot more. We're learning a lot more. You know, I'm able to see her homework and stuff now because I'm not so busy. So I realized, and maybe you guys, maybe this revelation is for any of you guys, you parents, and this may be a profound thing for some of you. But your children are not prodigies, you know? And sometimes you try to teach them assuming that they know and they have no clue. And you're assuming, well, how do you not know this? And I'm like, I have to look back. I'm like, she's 9. And sometimes we have to get that humility and that recollection of even in our walk that we're just children. In the sight of God, that I don't have all the answers, that no matter how anointed you may be, that there's still a lot more that needs to be done. You know, there was a unique thing. I was listening to Mike Todd, and he was talking on his thing about Joseph, He's talking about how he had the revelation, but then he had to go through the pit. But the pit was refining him for the palace. And I even took it a step further. I was talking about David. David was anointed as king. And he had to learn in the wilderness when he was getting chased how to be a leader. And maybe this is the situation where you're having to learn how to be what you said you, what you prayed about. We seek the, as me, I'm a single man, so let me be transparent. I'm a single man. I had the revelation, marriage is a lot tougher than I thought. And I had to get the revelation that my patience with people is not as great as I thought it was. And I'm not as, I still have some things that are dealing. I had to deal with the anger. Like many of you had to confront the betrayal of people hurting you while you're in this time, because when you're alone, you have nothing more. Your thought life is not as strong as you thought it was. And you have to confront what you be thinking when you're alone, when nobody's around. Because now you don't have jobs and anything demanding you. Now you have to face the idleness. Now, for some of us, we're learning how to be more intentional in our thinking, in our speech. Because you can't take it into the next territory that you're going into. And so now he's refining all of us, purifying it, making sure that it's pure gold now. And so as he's been moving in this quarantine, he's been holding me up too. And of course you want the big revelation, right? Moses is parting the Red Sea, the burning bush, certain things, but the overabundance and overflow. No, it was just a little job. And he's been blessing you with manna as you've been living in this moment. And sometimes we downplay the miracle because it's not extravagant. It's not extravagant like you would like it to be. And I was thinking it maybe be some big, you know, maybe because I'm an actor, a big gig or something, or because I'm a musician, maybe a big collaboration, big, you know, and it's nothing. It got all shut down. But yet he's holding me up and holding our families up when they should be dying out. That those, the blessing is also in this, those trials that you faced when you were going, when you were down and out, is paying off now. They're paying dividends now. Those days when you didn't have nothing, but you had to, and God was building your strength up to deal with moments like this. Maybe the miracle is that. Because this is not the first time a situation where the world has got shut down. We had a, you know, we had an economic crisis the last time. A lot of us lost our jobs, and we had to learn through those moments. And you're learning, and though that faith that you had back then is paying dividends now, to there's the strength that's holding you up now. Some of you must be commended, because some of you ain't even tripping. Some of you is like, you know, God didn't give me a spirit of fear. So it just happens. It's what it is. I'm going to continue doing it, you know. And you're just living. Matter of fact, it may have slowed you down, but it hasn't stopped your stride. And it's not because of what's happening now. It's because of what the strength and the training that he put you through when you were in the wilderness, those wilderness years. Now you understand why the wilderness years were necessary. Because that wilderness period made the scripture, man doesn't live by bread alone, come to life. And so now you're able to withstand. See, your muscles, see, in the years before, your muscles weren't strong enough. It's just like lifting weights. It takes a conditioning to hit 200 pounds. It takes a building up. And this is just another checkpoint to build you up to the next stage. And you're going to remember. You're going to remember this moment. You're going to remember this quarantine when the world was moving in fear and you stayed firm. When people were like, oh, man, you shouldn't go outside, man, because, you know, everybody's all, you know, hey, man, hey, 6 feet. And you were like, after a while, you were like, okay, I'll respect it. And then after a while, you were like, man, this is getting ridiculous, man. Now we're just paranoid. You're like, now I'm walking in paranoia. I'm waking up in the morning wondering, I'm coughing, and now I'm thinking I got it. And you're like, and just to give it a more contemporary tone, God didn't give you a spirit of looking over your shoulder every second. And so this is what we're learning. And as it slowly dissipates, you're going to see a lot of it. You're going to have to be that beacon. That beacon that is of peace. Because naturally, the world lives in fear. It surrounds itself around it. And I'm not telling you to be reckless, and I'm not telling you not to be wise. But it has an extent. And so you're that person who can show them not to walk in fear. So this is your refining moment or moments. You know how you have your defining moments, you know, in the game. But you have your refining moments now. Refinement that is going to define a lot. And so this is what I learned in the last, what is it, 6-7 weeks. 7 weeks of facing the thing that we don't want to face. Facing the thing that we have to embrace, and that's us, yourself. Some of us is drawn closer to God because of it. Some of us have gotten a much higher revelation. And it may not even seem like that. It may not even seem like much. But in the waning days, you're going to start seeing it. You're going to see why he did what he did. You know, a lot of you have been able to get in your word a lot more than you used to. A lot of you have to not just believe, but you have to walk in the trust. You know? So, let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this moment to speak. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for each and every person, Lord. We ask that you continue to refine us in this moment. That you continue to refine us even more. That you, many of us have prayed for us to go higher in our walk. Many of us have prayed for exceedingly abundantly above of what all we could ask. But you've told us that in order to receive it, we have to be mature enough to handle it. To handle the glory that you have for us. Many of us have been asking God to, what is my purpose? What's these things? These are the moments that help you refine that, to show you. And we ask that in these moments, Lord, that you give us clarity, you give healing, that we come out better than when we came in. That it begins to mold the muscles, Lord, that it begins to condition our spiritual muscles. Begin to touch every person, Lord, as this thing begins to break off. Let us not let our minds be trapped in it. Help us to walk in love more than we did before. I know God has been giving me that people are going to be more anxious. They're going to be a little more apprehensive in these coming days because of the trauma of this quarantine. But Lord, I ask that you begin to move in your believers, Lord. Not just to heal by laying of hands, Lord, physical ailments, but the mental ones as well. That you begin not only to heal that, but any spiritual oppression that the enemy has placed on. The spirit of intimidation, that spirit of anxiety begins to break off. That you begin to start, that more people begin to walk boldly. That it's not just that they start walking in that anointing. I pray for each person that's not here, that's not present. And I pray for those that are watching this, that you begin to touch and move in them in a mighty way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.